Welcome back to the show. We are pleased to be joined by Dr. Dan McMillan. He is the executive director of Save Democracy in America, and this has become one of the big issues for, I think, all of the voters, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, and certainly for the growing number of independents. And we talked a lot about that huge number of people that are, you know, middle right or middle left, but they don't claim allegiance to either political party. Dr. McMillan, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having me. It's good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. Now, I know that, you know, people look at the issues of, you know, abortion and inflation, and we believe, and I'm not going to even say misled, we believe that these are the big issues. These are the big talking points. But your organization is finding something different.
Well, that's right. I mean, I've been, you know, we are a nonpartisan organization dedicated to bringing Republicans and Democrats together to support the Democracy Dollars campaign finance reform, which I think, after many years of study, is the most promising path to getting big money out of politics. But what I'm seeing really, I mean, since 2016, think about that election. On both sides of the aisle, you saw Americans standing up and saying enough, no more to politics as usual. On the Democratic side, they rallied behind Bernie Sanders. On the Republican side, they rallied to Donald Trump. And, you know, as much as, you know, Trump supporters and Sanders supporters might disagree about abortion or gun control or other issues, you take these voters together, you've got a majority of Americans already in 2016 agreeing on what matters most. The political system is busted. It's terminally dysfunctional. It's undemocratic. It does not respond to the wishes and needs of the American people. The political establishment doesn't even listen to us. We need fundamental change ASAP. And that recognition among the American people has only become larger and more intense over time. Our politicians still don't get it, but the American people get it. They've gotten it for some time. And now in a recent poll taken on September 1st, we saw 69% of Democrats, 69% of Republicans both saying our democracy's in danger of collapse. Not in trouble, we have a problem here, collapse. Now, unfortunately, I think most Republicans think that Democrats are the threat to our democracy, and it's kind of vice versa. Most Democrats see Republicans as the threat. But I think they're both wrong. I think the ultimate threat is big money. That's what's stolen our say in how we are governed. And big money also divides us. It stays on top by divide and conquer. And it's as fundraising has grown more intense and as the parties have needed more and more money to mount campaigns, more and more they keep their own voters in line by fostering hostility to the other side, toward the other side. And that's how I think money contributes, at least, to the polarization that has gotten out of hand.
Well, and money has been dividing us for a long time. We're talking with Dr. Dan McMillan. He is the executive director of Save Democracy in America. So what can the individual parties do to address the voters' concern about democracy? Let's get some practical answers for this.
Well, I think for the near term, two things. One, because it looks like a number of candidates in the midterm elections, including, I think, Kerry Lake and David Fincham in Arizona with you, are signaling that they may not accept the results, that they may claim fraud. So if there's some way that we could set up some kind of independent arbiter, like a commission of retired judges that everyone can trust to resolve any disputes that arise, I think that would be helpful. Secondly, I think it would be, given how much Americans disagree about the 2020 elections, why not set up a commission on the model of the 9/11 commission, staff it with impartial, independent experts, people that everyone trusts, give this commission all the resources and powers it needs, and let that commission investigate every claim of fraud or tampering. And there have been claims made from both sides of the aisle. Investigate every claim, no matter how flimsy it seems to be, and at least for some of our people, you know, set these fears to rest and restore the American people's confidence that our elections are fair. Because a lot of Americans don't have that confidence, and if the American people do not have confidence that our elections are fair, that's the end of the republic.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people that you talk to, because they don't believe the elections are fair or that they don't matter, that they can somehow fraudulently be stolen, that will encourage a lot of people, well, discourage people away from the polls and encourage them to stay home.
That's right, and it can cause, and also can encourage violence, because if you feel the election was stolen, then you feel that any means, fair or foul, is legitimate to set things right. Longer term, though, what we really need to do is break the power of big money in politics, because that's really what at bottom has destroyed the American people's trust in our politicians and in each other.
How big a problem is the big money in politics? I was looking at some figures that I sent. It costs, what, $2 million to fund a winning campaign for the House, $10 million for the Senate?
I think that's the minimum.
Yeah, I was going to say, those figures seem a little low.
Yeah, actually, those figures are probably from a few years ago. And, you know, between 2016 and 2020, the amount of money spent to influence the federal elections, White House and Congress, more than doubled to $14.4 billion given by individuals, pressure groups, and corporations and unions. And politicians now spend most of, at least members of Congress, spend most of their time on the phone dialing for dollars, as they call it, raising money for their next reelection campaign. They've become overpaid telemarketers rather than lawmakers. And one thing this does, how big a problem is this? Everyone who studies politics, and also a lot of the American people, see that money is a big problem, but I argue that it's far and away the biggest problem, and that it's a lot bigger than most people guess. The reason that people don't see how big it is so much of the damage money has done is invisible, because the biggest damage is all the good, the hard questions that we don't ask, all the good ideas, solutions to our problems we never hear about, all the good people who never run for office. Because these questions, policy ideas, and people will not attract the huge amounts of money that are necessary to get a campaign off the ground.
Dr. Dan McMillan, he is the executive director of Save Democracy in America. I want to switch gears a little bit, because you talked about the division in our country, and we know that there is huge division across, you know, racial lines, you know, Christian versus non-Christian, Democrat and Republican, and there are more. Who wins by this division? And Dan, let me, the basis for that question, the root of that question is, you know, divide and conquer has always been, you know, the strategy, the tactics of predators. But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about predator versus prey. We're talking about,
No. We
all are American people. We are unified by a common goal. We're unified against a common enemy, like inflation and crime in our streets and all those things.
Yeah.
So how is victory being obtained by dividing us across all of these, you know, social and economic lines?
Well, you know, nobody's win. Nobody is winning a victory. Only the money is winning a victory, and the money doesn't have a mind of its own. And, you know, I don't like to really talk about a strategy of divide and conquer, because almost none of this is deliberate and calculated. But just by default, because the money now, because all the favors they owe to their donors tie the hands of all our politicians in Washington, they've got nothing positive to offer us, so they fall back on negative messaging. And also, just by it's kind of a default setting of American politics going back 300 years, because our country's so diverse, you know, divide the working class against itself, black against white, and so on. Both political parties have more and more, you know, given us divisive messages and have stereotyped the supporters of the other side. But ultimately, I think that's not something, it's not something that the donors want. I don't think it's really what our politicians want. It's certainly not what the American people want. It's just the money has a dynamic of its own, and it's gotten away from us. But in a way, the good news is that the money has made our political system so unstable and so dysfunctional that now even the biggest donors aren't getting what they need from government. And I think it's now possible for Americans to all band together against this common enemy.
That would be good to see. Dr. Dan McMillan, he is the executive director of Save Democracy in America, the lack of trust that we have for politicians, the lack of trust that we have for, you know, a sacred political system like, you know, our privilege to vote. Dan, that is our democracy, and it is being threatened right now. Come back around now. As individuals, we're talking to a group of people, our politicians, they need to fight differently. We need to fight more fair, but I want to talk about the individual that's listening to this show right now, because I'm at a point where I want to do something. I don't want to carry a sign in protest. I'm not that guy. But no. I want to do something that matters.
Well, you could do something. I think everyone listening to us can do something that matters and yet doesn't require that they march in the streets. In fact, I don't see that marching in the streets will even help much. Basically, what I ask everyone in the audience to do is to just visit our website, savedemocracyinamerica.org. Again, savedemocracyinamerica.org. There we offer our solution to the money problem, which is wonderfully simple. I love it because it's so simple, even I can understand it. The biggest problem we got is the only people with any say in Washington anymore are campaign donors. Solution, make ourselves the donors. And basically the democracy dollar system is the idea that the federal government would give every registered voter an online account of campaign cash. You can't take it out and spend it, but you go online and direct it to the candidates you want to support. And if you fund the system robustly, every serious candidate will get enough money from the voters to fund an expensive competitive campaign, and their opponent will have no excuse for taking money from Big Pharma, Big Oil. And what everyone in the audience, if this idea makes sense to you, visit our website. There is more information, videos, FAQs, and so on. And if you like what we have to say, just share it with your friends or tell your friends about hearing this conversation between me and Jeff. Because, you know, I go on radio and television, and I do my best to make a good case for democracy dollars, for our crusade. But no one in all you people in the audience, you don't know me from Adam. But anyone who knows you personally and trusts you and respects you, if you tell that person, this democracy dollars idea sounds like a good idea, check out this website, you have 100 times more impact on that person than I can ever have. And that's really, ultimately, I think this is an idea, and I've seen this. I've had media interviews across the political spectrum. I've got a warm reception on both sides of the aisle. This really is a unifying issue that can bring us all together. And I think the challenge is just to get the message out. And if you like what we're saying and are willing to tell people you know that you like this idea, you can really help move the ball down the field, and it doesn't have to cost you any time or money.
All right. Dr. Dan McMillan, he is the executive director of Save Democracy in America. Appreciate your time, Dr. McMillan. We're probably going to reach out to you again prior to the November elections, see how we're doing, see how people are responding to your particular message. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you very much. I'd love to come back.
All right. Thank you very much. Dr. Dan McMillan, what do you think? 928-351-1099 is the number to call, or you can email me, jkshow@caf.com. We'll come back with more of your comments right after this on The Legend, 93.5 AM 930.